welcome to episode 4 of Probably Punk. I'm Joe Wise. Today on the show we have Just Friends, a band out of Dublin, Pleasanton, California. That's like east of Oakland and Berkeley. They were on tour and I caught their show in Fullerton, and we did this interview after the show. It was probably one of the most punk rockist moves I've ever pulled. Next to the show, there was a Smart and Final, and we were in the alley of the Smart and Final and found some plugs, and I plugged the mixer and the computer in there and put them on top of a dumpster, and then we stood in between these two dumpsters and hung out for an hour and talked. This was a really fun interview. They're all really nice and super fun guys, just kind of fucking around during this, and it was cool. They, you know, told me about where they're from, how they all got to know each other, their origin story, and we talked about the Red Hot Chili Peppers and all kinds of stuff. So you're gonna like it. I liked it. Here we go.
Say that we're one big mob and you guys all say ah yeah ah yeah
one time.
Yeah.
It's ah yeah ah yeah. Yo, one big mob.
Ah yeah ah yeah.
That's too, that's cool. You know. I want hot dogs.
Oh yeah, we're going right now.
Oh this shit.
This is it.
This is live.
Yeah.
I can't believe this is happening.
I mean, this is really lucky that we found two plugs in between these two dumpsters in the back of this.
Smart and Final.
Okay, that's good. We're in Fullerton, California.
Yeah.
In an alleyway.
Sup, man?
Not
Go
one
Elephants.
Dumpster, there's two.
Right, Kent?
What?
Go Elephants?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's their idea. Hot dogs.
What's Elephants?
Oh, it's the college's mascot. Kent almost went there.
Yeah, I almost went to Fullerton, but I went to San Jose State.
Go Spartans.
Go Spartans.
Ghost Spartans.
Ghost Spartans, yeah.
Hot dogs.
That sounds terrifying. Ghost Hot Spartans.
Yeah.
Hot dogs.
Maybe we should just take this one out of the stand, because
okay, I'm down for that.
I think it's probably too low to pick
Yo,
up stuff.
Speaking of hot, whoa, ooh,
we can share
speaking
it
of hot
like
dogs,
this.
What do you think about? What do you think?
No.
The corn dog.
Hot dogs.
Place in the mall.
What are the, no corn dogs.
Did you go to? Dogs. Did you go to Casper's with a K?
No, I wasn't gonna go without you.
Okay.
I wasn't gonna start
well,
another.
Thank
beef.
You.
I,
Where
I was,
is it?
I wasn't gonna start another beef.
There's
it's
Rose next,
yeah, Rosewood Pavilion, Pleasanton, California.
Really? Ranch 99 in San
Diego,
really? Pleasanton.
Has it always been there?
Yeah, it has for a long time.
Really?
It looks like 1973
no
in there.
That been there.
Not that I would
Weird.
Know what that year
Crazy.
Is.
Pleasanton,
I mean, I
California.
Hey.
You guys have a Ranch 99?
We've got
a bunch, dog.
Really?
We got one right by my house.
Damn.
And there's another one right next to the Casper's with a K hot dogs.
Yeah, they're everywhere. They're like
there's two different hot dog places. Casper's with a C and Casper's with a K.
It's an East Bay thing.
Capsters.
East Bay.
Is there a really like tense Capster. Rivalry?
I think I don't know my
it's,
info. I haven't Wikipedia.
It's like
in
a family
a
rivalry,
yeah, like a
supposedly.
Yeah, supposedly. Yeah. Like the families were like, "Nah, dog, we're not doing this that way." So they split up, and one was like a C, and one was a K. The one with a C is literally two blocks from my house.
Yo, is this
like
the storyline for a movie?
And then no hot dog jokes. I take my hot dogs seriously. Like I. See, now y'all mess me all up.
He's the hot dog.
There's
man.
No jokes in hot dogs. I take this seriously, oh, dude.
Man. Somebody get me a chili dog.
Someone give me a chili dog.
Somebody get me a chili dog.
No, and then there's K. There's one. I found that there's one in Pleasanton, kind of by like where me and Ovi go to the gym.
Fitness 19.
Fitness 19,
Maria,
yeah.
Pleasanton, California.
And it's right across the street from there. And they got like orange fizz, and I've never heard of that before.
Is that that's a soda?
I think so.
It's on sale.
Yeah.
Oh,
fizz?
Crap.
Like
you
orange
go.
Fizz. It's in one of those things that Horchata is usually in. And like,
oh,
you know what I mean?
Not Orange Bang?
No, it's called Orange Fizz. I peered in one time.
Huh.
Like, no, last night.
Yeah, it
was last night, yeah.
This is all, that's in Pleasanton.
Yeah, Pleasanton.
Speaking
nice.
Of which,
Speaking
I'm real
which,
hungry.
I miss Pleasanton already.
So are you guys all from Pleasanton? Like everyone in the band?
I lived in Pleasanton. I moved to Pleasanton when I was 13. I don't live there anymore.
That's Matt
I
Yankel,
haven't lived there
guitar.
In like 4 years, but I okay. did live there for like eight, seven,
He
seven
lives
years?
About 5 minutes
I live
away.
I live 10 minutes up the street, but it's not Pleasanton.
Okay. So. Wait, actually, we should go around and get names from, because there's a lot of you.
This is Brandon Downham.
I'm Brandon Downham. I'm from San Ramon, California. recent graduate from Santa Barbara.
I'm Sam Kless, currently a senior at University of San Francisco. Go Dons.
I'm Kent. Kent Soliday. Currently audio technician / production assistant / I don't do a lot. I spend a lot of time at my house.
Same.
What's up? My name is Chris Palowich. Born and raised in Pleasanton, live in Miami.
Miami, Florida.
I'm a senior yes. in the music engineering program, and my favorite class is physics.
Nice.
I'm Matt Yanko from the internet. I don't do anything.
Oh, come on.
Great.
Yeah. I'll do
so how did everyone meet?
Well,
what's the story? What's the origin story?
It goes way back. Brandon and I have known each other since the first grade.
Great.
We used to go to the same birthday party every single year.
Was that Marissa Dudadaddy?
No, it wasn't Marissa. It was...
You know, that's funny, Kent, that you bring up... Because I brought up Marissa Dudadaddy earlier.
We used to go to this... our friend Zach Maselli. He lived across the street from me, but he went to San Ramon schools with Brandon. And so we would go see each other once a year, except for the one time we ran into each other in, like, the sixth grade at Athensburger, both with our dads.
Can I tell him what happened?
Well, I think the story goes that I was with my mom, and no, I was with my dad. We had ordered dinner for the family to take home. We were already sitting waiting for our food, and I see Sam and his dad walk in and get in line, and we see each other from my table to the line, and we almost head nod, but we look away.
Awkward third grade interaction.
Yeah, I think it was sixth grade though.
Okay.
Yeah, but that was tight. Then when I got to high school, I met Kent.
2007.
Yeah.
Jazz band.
7 a.m.
Dublin High School music building.
And then we
started
a Red Hot Chili Peppers cover band, pretty much. Like,
oh, nice.
I was on guitar, Kent was on bass and sang, and then we had this like kid play drums, and boy, I wish him luck.
Yeah. See, okay?
Oh, no. Yeah, no.
Yes and no?
Yes and no. We'll see.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, no. I haven't spoken to him in years. But then Kent and I have always, like, wrote songs together, and then that was the thing. And then we started a band after that band broke up.
Right.
And
right.
then we started playing shows as a trio. We were in Dublin. That's where me and Kent were from. And there was, like, for a long time, there's a scene there. Because Dublin and Pleasanton is so small, and most people think it's the same city now. Also because of the BART line. If you guys don't know what BART is, it's like the rapid transit. The Dublin-Pleasanton line, because the station goes to both cities. And that's when I met Chris, and he was in a really popular ska band. And we would play shows together, and we'd all, you know, there was a show like every weekend, it seemed like. And there's like tons of kids, because this is when we were in high school.
You were playing as the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
No, this is the band after
that. Yeah, this is a different band.
Kent fronted this one, too. It was called the American Legal System. And then we met, I was friends with Matt's cousin, he's one of my best friends, and he's also from Pleasanton. And him and Chris, they went to school together, and they ran, like, a Bay Area Music Club was what it was called. And I did, like, stuff for the Dublin. We would all just throw shows together and meet up every once in a while and, like, try to plan just, you know, DIY stuff. And then I met Matt. Me and Kent went for my birthday party, went and saw his band in Walnut Creek. And then that's when we became friends. And then we blew my mind that they were cousins. And then he joined American Legal System. Eventually, just both bands just kind of... if Chris wants to talk about how he played Warp Tour.
You guys played Warp Tour?
Yeah, that shit sucks. Nah, that's cool.
Yeah.
What was the name of your band?
Costa Nostra. It's the Italian Mafia, but on the coast. Costa Nostra is the Italian Mafia. And then band broke up. And
but
Sam
that's when I met
like,
Ben
you know,
for the first time. Is Ben filled in for... I went and saw... Kent and I... went to go see them. They were playing two shows in Pleasanton.
Teen Jam Fest.
Yeah, they played at the bandstand.
It's super sick. Downtown Pleasanton. Bicentennial Bandstand. And then they went and played a house show afterwards, and I broke the kid's deck by dancing. Like, I wasn't dancing.
You went skanking.
No, I was just gigging. And then, like, I saw this people were, like, on the deck, and they're, like, it was, like, moving up and down.
Very, very important detail, too. The drummer playing that night.
That's what I'm saying. So this was happening, and, like, I saw this deck was going to collapse, and I literally just went like this. Like, I put my foot on it, and then it cracked. And the dude still, like, whenever he sees me, till this day, is just, like, pretends to be mad at me. The dad was stoked. The dad was, like, he came up and, like, shook my hand. I was like, thank you. I finally get a chance to rebuild my deck. And just so happened that...
A true dad.
Yeah, for real. Pleasanton. And then that's Ben filled in for that show, for that, for Chris's band, because they all went to, like, you know, the same school together. Ben played both sets in a penguin costume.
And he was nice. So
his
good.
His dad is so good, and his dad drove him to both shows. Incredible. My only interaction with him was I went up and shook his hand. I was like, amazing set. And he's like, oh, thanks, dude.
That's
but we'd all have gone to, like, this place. It was called Lucky Pizza. It was like 5 minutes from my house. I used to book shows there.
Rest in peace.
We all have gone to shows there, and that was like
it was an institution. It was an institution in the East Bay.
And like, that's the thing is, we all grew up going to those shows, and we were all in the same place at the same time every Saturday for literally like 4 years.
Yeah.
Oh wow. So yeah. Was it like a pretty insular scene, or would you guys have touring people come through?
At the time, no.
It was very just Dublin Pleasanton. Because the thing is, back then, is like popular kids went to shows too. Like everyone wanted to go to shows. It was like a thing. Like
it was a thing in 2008. Like
it wasn't like a DIY. It wasn't a scene. It was just like, oh, bands are playing, friends are playing. Let's go. We would have like some touring bands, like Comadre played, and well, not touring, but like bigger bands. This is when Comadre was still like kind of local, and Heart Sounds also played, and some bigger bands ended up playing Lucky Pizza, but like it was pretty, for the most part, just Dublin Pleasanton. That was really cool. And
like metalcore bands.
Metalcore, punk, ska, like it's like classic, you know, classic like high school type of shit.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, I had a similar experience. Like there was a really strong house show scene when I was in like 9th and 10th grade probably, but it was really insular. Like it was like the same 10 bands or something, which was fine.
Yeah,
I mean, everyone loved it. I'm not saying that's a bad thing.
No, that's all it was. There's a band called Turok, and the kid lived around the street from me. And like, they had four,
I love that game.
They had four songs, and that's it.
Yeah,
and they would always play an encore of their one song, and it was like
I bled during a Turok set. One
yeah,
time. Their guitarist like did a math chord chop and like sliced open my elbow with
classic
guitar.
Classic move.
His pointy Ibanez. It was really something else.
Oh man.
So yeah, it was, and then like, you know, keeping a fucking long story kind of short, hopefully, but like, then eventually, like that band ended, Chris's band ended, and then we were like, after a while, I didn't do it. Yeah, we had, yeah. So what happened was we didn't have any, no scene, no one's gone. I didn't play music. I didn't do anything, like for 6 or 7 months, and then I started playing music again with my friend Matt Berry, who's now in, you know, Happy Diving. We started like going to the parking garage and like writing songs again. And then Kent started like recording bands and stuff like that. And then we spent like 3 or 4 months on this demo. Like we didn't.
It was more than that.
Oh,
it was. It was like a course of over 9 months, I think, because we started it in the winter and didn't finish till like the fall.
Yeah. So like we spent so much time, and then I invited Chris over because he was in town. I was like, yo, Chris, do you want to play on this demo? And I had no name or anything. And it was like, I started it because I was in the high school. We were all pretty much in high school band. That's how like we all really knew each other. Like I was in, you know, jazz band and marching band. So was Chris and Ben. Ben was drum major and everything. And so what we did was there was a Battle of the Bands fundraiser at Dublin High, like, and they asked me to do something, and I was like, shit, like, I need to put something together, like, why not? And then it was me and this other kid played drums, and he moved to end up leaving the band and go to Oklahoma. But I was just one of those things where I, like, it was like, yo, Kent, do you want to play bass since you know all the songs and you're recording it? Like, and then all of a sudden, oh, no one knows how Ovi joined the band. Like,
He
was just there, like, because one of the things were like, I've been friends with Ovi for so long. He's one of my best friends.
Ovi's
like,
your trumpet player.
Yeah,
who's not here right now.
He's in Orlando at Disney World. He's meeting us at Fest. He was just there at the first practice. I have no idea how. And then all of a sudden, we started playing some shows and some songs. And then we played the Pleasanton Library. That was like our big break. And then we all wore burger shirts from Walmart. And that band ended. And that's when.
What was the name of that band?
Hashtag Sam Kless Nation. Yeah, and then like Matt's cousin played guitar on it and everything, and like then I forget when I went through like a pretty nasty breakup, and then I was like, fuck, like I want to play these songs again, I want to do this stuff, these are songs are fun, like why not? And then we had all played the song Just Friends like in jazz band together, like the ones for kids from Dublin, and then Sam Cruz of Happy Diving had like a solo project called Just Friends, and I was like, Sam, I need that name. And he was just like, aw, fool, I don't know. And I was just like, I'll give you $340 for it. So I bought it for $340 at a house show in San Francisco. that my Weezer worship band played. And then...
Great story.
Yeah.
I love that story.
Yeah, we made it into SF Weekly once because of that story. Really? We weren't named, but it was a happy... It was like... It was for Toner, his new band.
They classic.
Yeah, he's just
classic.
Like, yeah, I had a project. Oh, like there was like... The person wrote like, yeah, he had a project, and he sold it for 340 ounces.
But so they didn't give cool. you any... That's,
no credit,
and no
yeah.
plug there.
No love, no credit.
That's funny that somehow made that into like...
Yeah. So keep it all super long. But then, like, they were like, yeah, let's just be called Just Friends. And then Matt Barry was also in Chill Pill. And then we started around the same time. And then we're like, oh, crap. Like, you know, let's play some shows. And then our first show was in, you know, Pleasanton House show to, like, 80 kids. Like, is everyone like...
That's a lot. Right?
Yeah, no, it was crazy. Because then Pleasanton...
Especially in a town like Pleasanton, because Pleasanton's, like, a very... Kind of
there's like a ska lineage yeah. is the thing is like in Pleasanton there's been always been a ska band except for now for like the last like 10
like
years.
Like Chris's band.
Chris was the second gen.
Okay.
The first gen was Kamikaze Pilots. And then the third one was these kids called the Anchormen who are the kids now in Mom Jeans. So like they were the third lineage and then they all kind of knew who me and Chris were already like, oh my God, you guys were the ones who like were in those bands like last year, 2 years ago. You guys want to play? So we played Pleasanton a ton. And then we went to L.A. to say goodbye to our drummer because we were like, let's take this on the road before we break up. And then so we went to Santa Barbara, Corona. Ben came to our show. We played next door to his house. And then he was like, damn. He was thinking to himself, like, damn, I want to be in this band. And then we didn't know that, but we were like, well, it would be great if, like, we could keep this going because we thought we had something, like, kind of cool or special. And then we ran into Ben as we were leaving Santa Barbara. Like, we were walking away from the school. And everyone walked down to take a picture by the lake. And then me and Chris, like, cornered him. We're like, yo. Ben, do you want to be in our band? And he was like, yeah, dude. Two weeks later, he shows up at my house, and he's learned the entire demo hit for hit.
Hit for hit.
Hit for hit.
Which is crazy, because I programmed those drums.
Yeah, they're fake drums on the demo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, is that what's on your Bandcamp?
Yeah, the demo, 2013. It's fake drums.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time. Idea. Yeah,
they're real in that I put a lot of work into them.
They're real in
that.
Sounds
good.
But yeah, so it's a whole hodgepodge of like, I don't know, we're like, we've been called like a super group by like a Dublin and Pleasanton. Of like all the kids. Like it was like one of those things, like why is it taking this long for them to be in a band together?
Yeah.
You know? And then Brandon would play like by himself acoustically. Like that's one of the first ever time. Well, no, when the first time I ever saw Brandon again, when we started hanging out, I went and brought like 8 people to a house show in San Ramon that he was just playing. And like we had only like talked on the internet once since then. I was like, yo, I'm going to come to your show. And he's like, really? Covered Damn It, right?
Yeah, acoustic cover of Damn It.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a long explanation. I know. I really like the story of how we came.
Yeah,
together.
No, it's great. I mean, I've
I
never,
told the story about this.
No
this like the one kid asked for it. Nathan something. I forget what magazine he works for or something. He's friends with Rain. I told him that, like this story kind of like verbatim, and he just like lost interest and didn't do the story. And I was like, "Damn fool, I might unfriend you soon." So if you're listening.
No, I mean, I always find stuff like that interesting, especially because, I mean, your band is big. Like, is there 8 people or 9?
Depends on what day.
Yeah,
sometimes yeah.
Right.
Days.
Right.
Sometimes 7 we
official.
Have 3 guitars.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes we've had 3 guitarists. The guy who recorded our record, Ryan, he's like one of our best friends, and he plays when he can. He's flying out to Houston to play the tour with us. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And he's the reason why the record is the way it is, so. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, with larger bands like that, it's always interesting because, like, I mean, with my band, it was just like, oh, my best friend from summer camp and then also my best friend from high school. And then that's it. Like, that's the whole story. So, because there's only 3 of us. So,
yeah.
It's interesting. You have all these different threads coming together to make your band.
Yeah. So, like, and the big reason why we rep where we're from is because, like, that's why. Like, the only reason why we know each other is because of where we came from, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. I love where we're from. It's, you know, amazing. It's beautiful. I've top 100 cities in the country. Not even kidding.
Throw fours
Dean's,
on that.
Dean's Cafe.
Dean Cafe downtown.
Shout out to Dean's Cafe.
Steve Martin once tweeted from our Blue Agave located.
Didn't he tweet to Simon Pegg?
Yeah,
he did.
Pleasanton's claim to fame is that John Madden lives there.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
Neil Young also name drops it in his book.
Autobiography, right?
Yeah, the autobiographical book.
Drummer of Tower of Power went to my high school. Ben inherited his power.
So did Brandon Crawford
of the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He went to my high school, Foothill High School.
Oh, really? There was actually a guy in my local scene who played guitar whose name was Brandon Crawford. Yeah. So when he said that, I was like, no, he's not.
Foothill High School. Yeah. But yeah. So we love where we're from. I mean, how could you not?
Has it been 2013 when
we officially started? We released the demo early 2013, put our first show in February.
Okay.
2013.
Nice. So it's only been 2 years or 2.5 years now?
2.5 years or so, yeah.
But then you have all this other stuff behind that. So.
Yeah, yeah. It feels like it's been longer because it's just been like the same group of people for the past like 5 years. You
know, if
like,
not longer, too.
Yeah, at least.
And plus Cavities was played originally as Sam Plus Nation. Like that, I played guitar in that band too.
Uh huh.
And like we'd play shows at like this baseball field after hours that like was like this where there's an outlet like you could just plug into.
Yeah.
So, and then Chris and I have like pretty much are the only ones who like now still do shows there. Like we really try to keep people coming in. We brought touring bands in for the last couple of years. So it's trying to like, you know, give back to like what we received, you know?
Yeah, definitely. It's with my local scene, like when I was in 9th and 10th grade, when there was a million house shows and it was the same 10 bands. One of the problems with that system was that it was the same drummer in every band.
No, yeah, that's exactly that's what happens. It's like
exactly what
there's up at home. There's a kid named Josh. He was in Chill Pill and he's in all these other bands. And now he's moving to Rhode Island in a couple months, and he's like the workhorse. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this is the same thing about like D-Fang from Turnstile. Like I was talking to. What is it for the Mindset show when they came out? Like, if he lost his arms, then every band in Baltimore would be like screwed because he plays in every band.
Yeah, this dude Luke Silas played in so many bands, and they were all fucking awesome. He's a great drummer, and then he moved to New York to be in another band called Onomonoguchi, which is like this chiptunes punk band.
Nice.
And I mean, I fucking love them, but like. It was such a bittersweet moment because Onomonoguchi was a great band, and then he made them even better. But then at the same time, we lost like 5 of one of my favorite bands.
Yeah.
And then there was just like no more house shows after
sometimes,
that.
Sometimes, man. Drummers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Drummers and, you know, a good solid foundation is hard to come by for bands.
Hard to find.
Yeah.
How long did Rock to the Rhythm take to record and do all that stuff?
Oh,
was
man.
It?
It took 22 years to live.
Yeah.
That's how long it took.
It took a long time.
Yeah, it was quite a
it
process.
It took longer than it was supposed to. But
yeah, much longer.
About we still don't have the records yet. Shouts out Rainbow Records.
Yeah, it's crazy now. Like, vinyl has gotten too popular, and now it takes forever to get them pressed
and
stuff.
Nobody,
is that what's going on with you guys?
Yeah. I mean, we ordered it in April or May.
Yeah.
And they just keep, like, you know, bless Dan's heart, but it's like, they just walk all over, you know, they don't care. Like, it's one of those things where it's like, you could do Pirates Press, they're from where we are, but they outsource their labor to like, you know, sweatshops.
Yeah.
But you don't get test presses, so you kind of like mixed bag. But I mean, you get your record sooner than anybody else. But then you have to have that in your mind, like, oh, you're like supporting like child like labor.
Right.
And Rainbow like takes forever, and it just like costs $30,000 to even find a machine, which you can't. There's no company in the world that makes the pressing machines anymore. So it's all refurbished stuff, and people have gone as far as like Japan and like Indonesia to find these presses and bring them back and restore them for $100,000. And then on top of that, you need cooling tanks and.
Yeah, someone really needs to make like a modern record pressing thing, because I mean the statistics like last year were it outsold any other medium.
Yeah,
of
it did
music.
Yeah.
So
it's one of those things. Tony Molina didn't need his records with Jack White wanted to. Press 80,000 copies of his crappy ass record.
Yeah,
I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
Jack White still playing unoriginal music.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
15.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
Yo, Tony Molina, wherever you are, I love you, fool.
Yeah.
I hope you're doing all right.
But yeah, it's just like it's ridiculous. You know, I mean, I could send a text message across like the entire Atlantic Ocean, but I still can't get my record pressed like within like a year. Let alone, I can't even like. Why do we still have traffic? Seriously.
Yeah,
I can send text. I can send an LOL across the entire ocean, but it takes me 20 minutes to get to Casper's.
Yeah. I mean, as soon as all the cars are self-driving, then there won't be any more traffic.
Like
in Minority Report.
You're making a TV show out of Minority Report, dog.
What?
You're making a TV show out of Minority Report.
Why? Yeah. Because I asked for it. They got my letters, and they finally decided to go ahead with it.
So
yeah.
Sick.
They're also bringing Gilmore Girls back.
To get things
Whoa,
done.
Yo, honestly, I fuck
I watched,
with Gilmore
I fought,
Girls.
I really
They're bringing
like
it
cousins.
Back for a couple episodes on Netflix.
I was trying to say I fucking watched, but
Thank
I said I fought.
Thank you to my cousins, the DeVera family.
I watched four episodes Gilmore Girls. Didn't get into it.
No, it's a great
I haven't seen any of it.
I watched Burn Notice to the end.
The entirety. For like years you were That's watching Burn Notice.
Nah, about 6 months. Maybe, yeah. No, maybe less.
I felt, dude,
it was really fast.
Yeah, it was really fast.
I just finished watching every canonical episode of Degrassi.
Whoa.
Sick.
So,
I was real in Degrassi in 09.
Yeah.
How many stars are there?
Stars?
Yeah.
Like people who star in the episode?
Wait, which one?
Degrassi?
The space one?
Wait, what?
What?
No, like Drake.
Chris Palowicz.
Holy shit.
Walking my ass back to Cali. Cali.
Oh my God.
Mic drop.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. But yeah, no, Rock to the Rhythm. We, you know. It took 22 years to write. that's how old I am. Yeah, to live. And then about 8 months or something. Like we started recording in November. Then.
Some shit went down.
I mean, do you want me to talk about it? Should I just
just like things happened.
Sam
we had
Peter
to...
will never listen to this.
I don't know who
that's
that
all
is.
I need to say. But anyways,
only people I know listen to this. So
yeah. So basically, our record got damaged. The actual recording, and then Ryan, bless his heart, saved the entire day. And then we recorded horns,
just like Green Day's album.
We recorded the album, and Ryan re-recorded the whole thing down the line because shit got fucked up. So that's what happened.
If you want the real story. Text me 925-548. Give him my email. 4406. Email sjclass@yahoo.com. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Get on that.
Anyways, yeah, I'll give you the real deets. But anyways, then there was like a process. We were all in school and doing stuff. So it was like started most of it in November, horns in December, re-recorded in, you know, February, March, April, and finally finished it in May.
Okay.
Yeah. So and then we put in like You know, May 1st, I think, was when we put in the deposit for the records. And then it's October what?
23rd.
Wow.
Well, now 24th.
Yeah, 2 months until Christmas Eve.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
2 months until Christmas
Makes
Eve.
Makes you think.
If you celebrate Christmas Eve.
Yo, that is my dad's birthday. Shout out to my dad.
True. Shouts.
Yeah.
Mike Presser.
Very true. If you celebrate that, does the spaghetti monster religion have a holiday as Christmas?
I hope so.
Definitely. I have no idea what
it's called.
It's
called onomatopoeia day.
Spaghetti all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Up to my elbows, up to my face.
Anyways, yeah. So it took a long-ass time because people are fucking stupid, to be really mean. But if I want to be nice about it, it took a long time. We did it. We worked really hard, and we all stayed together.
Yeah, I think it sounds awesome. I think
Thank
it,
you.
It, like, I've been listening to it a lot recently, and
Thank
I think
so
it sounds
much.
Really good, so... Good work, guys.
Thank you.
Like, I ran out. Apparently, you can run out of free plays on Bandcamp.
Yeah, that's new.
And I think you can. I was reading about it. And I think there's a way you can go in and change it to like you can set a number. So you could set that number to like 1,000, and it's
I think.
So I had to buy it.
Well, yeah, like because like I will not be ashamed to admit it. Like I like Such Gold, and when that album came out, like. It blew my mind because it's like math rock now, and they used to be like a pop punk band. And like I streamed it so much on the one day to San Francisco that like all of a sudden it was like, "Open thine wallet." It literally says that.
Yeah, it says, "Open thy heart, open thy wallet."
It's time to
open thine wallet. It's like Bandcamp can suck my nuts.
Or you can listen on Spotify and give us like 0.1 cents each time you play a song.
Yeah,
also
email
available on Tidal.
Email me and I'll send you the record for free.
Or go to sleep and turn it on Spotify.
Yo, my email sjclass@yahoo.com.
Also available on my MediaFire, but
it's all day.
You have to figure out how to get on there.
But it's all Ryan. Ryan is the reason why that record sounds good.
Yeah, and I think
he executed it pretty well. But I mean, he took it to like.
Yeah.
I think
also sounds good as like a an album, like not just the individual songs, but like the way everything flows is really good.
That was definitely pretty intentional.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
I
mean,
you're hoping so.
I was gonna ask, like, when you're writing the songs. Was that something you had in mind, or did it just,
I mean,
like you carefully place things, or just kind of
I took a lot of time to putting it together. There's a reason why. There's not, like, a story behind the record. Some people think there is, but there's not.
It's kind of meticulously done.
It's kind of like the beginning and the end. That's pretty much that's all there's a story in. But it's like I spent a really, really, really long time caring about how the record's going to flow and also like how the, you know, all the songs are going to sound. Because a lot of this record, like, it was a lot of just like, not taking credit for it, but it's like I wrote a lot of this record by myself, like in my room. And then we took, and then me taking these songs to them, as opposed to like a lot of our newer stuff now that we're going to, that we've been playing a lot, is all cohesive, us together. So like I spent hours, my grades affected, were ever deeply affected by this record. So I almost didn't get into USF when I transferred because I was too busy writing these songs. I almost failed biology.
Well, I think it paid off.
Thank you.
Your writing, I guess, so your old writing style was just you mostly? Like,
yeah,
like writing guitar part? Or I mean, I don't know. How musically inclined are you guys? Because I know a lot of people, they just, like, I can play these chords and I can figure out what sounds good. Or, like,
Well, I mean, Chris Palowich. God damn.
Oh, man. We've got a...
I've seen a band once.
He's like, band or two.
No, we're all really, like, at least...
And you said you're in jazz. Like, you guys are in
jazz.
Well,
I'm a music minor. Okay. I was a jazz major. Chris has a scholarship. Just
let him read his credential off.
Yeah, read your credentials. He's played the Grammys, dude.
Grammys and Warped Tour.
All right, we spilled the beans. Yeah. Grammys, Warped Tour.
Grammys. He's got a picture with Questlove.
Oh shit!
It's a picture of me on Questlove's Twitter.
Oh,
it's not with Questlove.
So Questlove was like, "This guy's tight."
Oh, yeah, that's great.
That's cooler.
Hey, Questlove.
Yo, didn't you do sound for fucking, like, Ghostface Killer or something the other day?
I handed a mic to Ghostface Killer. But I didn't do anything else.
Sick.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I mean, Ben is a music major, too.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Yeah, we're all really very inclined. But the songwriting, the songwriting was, a lot of it was just me writing these songs on, like, you know, little voice memos or something like that. And then taking them to Kent. And then us kind of hashing it out together.
So are you writing... lyrics and guitar parts, or like also
together.
You're thinking of horns and writing lines and stuff
parts.
Like that.
Okay. Like I wrote very little for the demo, and it just one of those things where, of course, you want to explain like the difference between like, I thought it was really interesting. He told me this. I don't know if he's maybe too tired to talk about it, but like when people write,
is this like the painting thing?
I don't know. It's the one where it's like you have to be a horn player to like write horn lines, or otherwise you're gonna be like writing.
Oh, it's like if me trying to send Sam guitar parts that I'm playing on a piano in a practice room in Miami, it just sounds so bad because I'm doing all like 1-3-5 for major chords and shit like that. I don't know how guitars work, and people don't really know how horns work. By the way, on a trombone slide, there aren't notches in the slide.
Yeah. It's all muscle memory.
Exactly.
And hearing it.
Well, yeah, it's one of those things where like. It's if Chris writes all the horn parts and he does a lot of the arranging as well too.
Uh-huh.
And so what happens, like, it's one of those things with just like if I wrote horn parts, it'd just be like, why isn't that just being played on guitar?
Right.
Like it's just like it's just guitar parts played on horns. Like you see that executed so much poorly.
Yeah, and then for this last record, they recorded everything in November, sent me some snippets of some things so I could write them in Miami, and then came back, wrote a lot of the parts in the studio, played them. Taught them to Ovi, doubled them, and that was sick. That was so much fun. I got blisters.
I love how calm you are, but now your inner presence is all like, what's up?
I'm so tired. I flew in from Miami. My arms are so tired. I got it first.
Yeah, Chris flew in from Miami to Fullerton. Where did you fly into? LAX? How'd you get to Fullerton?
Evan. Evan picked me up at the airport. What Thanks, Evan.
Aw. He's a nice boy.
Yeah.
Speaking of.
Yeah, they're probably like, where are you?
Oh, no, that's Colin. But no, actually, Kayvon did text me. He's like, hey, where are you guys at? Where's fam?
Staying with Evan tonight.
We're behind two dumpsters.
We're chilling, you know.
Well,
I'm in between the two dumpsters and the shopping carts.
Between two ferns, but way better.
I'm texting you right now.
Because we can smell them.
One Big Mob. Oh, yeah. One Hot Minute's a pretty good album.
All cans in the air.
I love the transplants. I don't care what anybody says. What's your thoughts on the transplants?
I don't know them.
Dog, come on.
I've seen,
some of your friends
sell
records,
and thugs,
and some of your friends sell drugs.
Come on, get with it. Yeah.
It's the Garnet Fructis song.
Oh.
Oh, wow, it is.
Yeah.
Still making money off that today. One Big Mob.
This tour's two weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
How many of you are in school? One.
Me.
Two.
Two.
That's just two.
Okay. Everybody else graduated and I didn't go to college, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ovi graduated early,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Ovi graduated a year early.
And he's already, you know, working a job, a really good job, so. Yeah. And Ben is a substitute and he works at the Fox Theater. But yeah, me and Chris are the only ones still in school. Graduating this year, though.
Yeah.
Seniors! You wish you were one, too.
How hard is that going to be to, like, I mean, how did...
It was, I love physics.
I skipped class today. Even though one of my teachers was like, you can't miss more than 6 days. Because I go to school Monday, Wednesday, Friday, because I commute to San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, you can't miss anything more than that. But that was, like, the first day. And then, like, a couple days into it, he's like, I like this guy. And then, so I'm one of his favorites now. So, and, like, I was just like, I'm not coming today. And I didn't tell him. I don't know. It was real hard, like, preparing for this, for me at least. I've been all upper-level division classes, and it's like...
Yeah, that sounds really hard. But
upper-division classes? What the fuck are those?
What?
What are upper-division classes?
You don't have that at Miami?
No, it's just, like, you take the classes.
Oh, really? It's, like, with, like...
Or it's, like, the numbers are higher?
No, it's, like...
You go it's, to, like, yeah. The classes you take you go to when a you're a junior college. And senior.
Oh.
Yeah, it's, like... It's like
I commute from Coral Gables to everywhere. Miami. No, from Miami to Coral Gables.
Maybe just that's one of the weird things.
It's like you got your GE, yeah. Your general ed, and then you got like your lower level kind of classes, and then your major classes, okay. Like upper level stuff. San Jose, you can take a wine tasting class, but I don't drink, so fuck that.
Word.
I went to San Jose State for a year. It wasn't for me.
What was your school path?
My school path?
What did you?
I graduated in 2011 from Dublin High School.
Class of 11.
Yes.
So yeah, I was also class of 11.
Yes.
We went class of 11.
Yeah, for real.
Two middle fingers up in the air.
Brandon was class of 11.
Everybody except for, I guess,
1-1. That was a chant. But then, so I graduated then, and then yeah. Right out of high school, I went to San Jose State, because that's where Kent went, and I was like, I'll just go there, rock out. And then I didn't end up liking it too much, and then I went to DVC, Diablo Valley College, 5 minutes from my house.
Okay.
It's like, and I was there for 2 years, and then I transferred to USF last year, and they didn't count 24 credits, so I could have graduated last year, but they didn't count that, so I had to go for an extra
fuck
year.
That shit,
5 year plan, my G, 5 year yeah. Plan to get that degree.
Yeah, I mean, I also went to community college for 2 years and transferred to Santa Cruz. That fucking I didn't have 24 units, but like one of my classes didn't transfer, and I was really pissed about it. So.
I took a lot. 24.
That sounds way worse.
Took a lot of classes freshman year. A lot of classes that don't fucking count. Creating a meaningful life.
Hey, we had some good times at San Jose State, though.
We did have some good times.
Walked around a lot, ate smiley face french fries.
We almost got mugged at that Chase that one time. You remember that?
What?
You remember those dudes came up to us and they were like...
Vaguely.
They just like followed up behind us and there was like three of them and they like told us to like give me their... like they told me to give...
This
Damn
is nuts.
My, yeah.
Did this happen?
Yeah, you were there. I came down to San Jose. It was when you guys were both still at San Jose. I don't know. Anyway, we almost get, like these guys tried to get me to give my wallet to them, and I was like,
you totally gave it to them, right?
I was like, no.
Ovi went to San Jose State too.
They were like, we're gonna fucking stab you. And I was just like, no, you're not.
Because of AP credits, he graduated in 3 years.
That's what happened. You were
I don't
he
remember
was at
that.
The graduation oh, I should have been at.
Yeah, I also had a...
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
Shitload of APs.
I bought bagel bites and Go-Gurt and cream puffs at Costco.
Yeah.
And I ate them all.
Hell yeah.
Today?
No, like yesterday. Or 2 days ago.
That's sick.
Speaking of, I really want Del Taco, but I don't know if it's open.
Yo, I love Miguel's
Cali
Jr.
Cheese and guac.
I can't wait to go there.
Guac and cheese. Steak and guac and steak or steak and guac?
Anyway, sorry.
Shit's crazy.
So... Where are you going on this tour? Like
through,
what?
Through
Randy,
this.
Randy, you want to answer this one? Where are we going?
Oh, I can. Oh, well. No, no. Or we could go back and forth.
Pass.
Okay. We are
going.
This sucks.
Okay, no. So our first stop is in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona.
Trunk space.
Never been there. But are we playing with Wayunder again?
No, we're not.
Oh, we're not.
Darn. Sadly. They're a great band. Then we're going to the Breaking Bad house.
And then we're going
again.
To. Then we're going to Albuquerque, but we pretty much did all there was to do about Breaking Bad in Albuquerque last time.
Never want
to
go back there ever again. Can we skip
Chick-fil-A three times?
I'd be okay if we skipped Albuquerque.
Motel 6 was so nice.
It was a nice Motel 6.
They didn't have a koozie. They had a pool. But no
I had a
koozie.
Real sad time
but I guess
at that place.
You would never really want to go to
Albuquerque.
Albuquerque's
like the
Albuquerque.
Bummest place ever.
But yeah, then after ABQ, we're heading up to Denton, Texas.
Denton, Texas.
Yeah, last time we played a place called Macaroni Island.
Which I think as of now or next month doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So that's rest sad. In peace to that. Shout out to, what was that band that we played with? They were
Brandon's favorite band.
They were real nice dudes. They were really nice dudes. Brandon really loved their band. What were they called? Denton. What was the band that you loved? It was like two dudes.
After Denton, we're heading down. We're heading down to Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas.
That's where we're picking up rings.
Yeah,
right.
Picking up rings there. That's not to diss Houston. I've been to all the cities in Texas, and Houston is not the one I want to be in. But
I'm excited. I've never been there before.
It's an interesting city.
The Texans are there. Football.
I'm ready
JJ
to be
Watt,
fat amongst you know. Other fat people. That's all I'm saying. So, I'm probably going to take my shirt off, and like Sam's going to be naked already, so...
I mean, he just took his shirt off right now.
How my services be as of needed?
Yeah, honestly, if you put
the
podcast up, like put this picture as like the image on the podcast. You know what I mean? Like this. This is unbelievable. You need to get this.
Where's my nanners? Who took my nanners?
I don't know where your nanners are.
Someone took my bananas earlier.
Real quick, I feel
where's Brandon going?
Didn't the nanners thing just happen today, or is that happened
yeah,
before?
I woke up.
That was
I wasn't saying bananas anymore.
That was crazy. It was like,
did you have bananas?
No.
So
someone took them. That's what
just
I
just fucking walking off down Brando. The alleyway.
Maybe he'll get some Rolling Rock.
Yeah, he'll
anyways,
just find
yeah.
some Rolling Rock.
Yeah. Come back to Rolling Rock.
Hello. We're sponsored by Rolling Rock. Rolling Rock.
So do we know where we're playing in Houston, or is it?
Yeah, it's I forget where it's called.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we're playing in Houston. It's
going to
be cool.
Playing with insert name here. That's the band name. And then after that, we're going to hang out in New Orleans, even though we don't have a show. And then we're going to the Wonder Root in Atlanta.
Margaritas.
That's going to be a good show.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. It's kind of like a
and
pre-fest
thing. And then Gainesville,
thing.
Florida for the fest.
We're playing two sets. At
two
the fest.
Sets. Friday, Saturday. Don't know why they allowed us to be there, but you know.
And we're doing a set, and then we're doing a cover set.
Yeah.
Saturday.
We're going down to Miami, and that's the most important. Yeah,
Sam, all right, here's the deal.
I was born in Miami.
He had never been.
You were born in Miami?
He had never been to Miami.
No.
Earlier you said you were born in Oakland.
I wish I was born in
Miami. Miami, California.
Yeah, I was
Miami,
born in.
Miami, Ohio.
A neighborhood in Oakland.
No, I wish.
Or Kaiser Permanente.
The other bands on the Miami show got mad that I said they were all from, like, Pembroke Pines, California. All the locals.
Oh, really?
They're from Miami, California, and Pembroke Pines, California, and Fort Lauderdale, California. They asked me to change it.
Wow. That's bullshit.
Anyway, Sam loves Miami. Miami was pretty cool. It rained the whole time we were in Florida.
Everybody's staying at my crack house.
Dude, all right, yeah, no. Chris's house.
He's got a red door.
It's literally a Miami Coke dealer house, and it's the sickest fucking thing on earth.
Tile floors.
Yeah, tile floors.
Waterfall
high ceilings,
shower kind of thing. Like, that's nice.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever been to the fest before?
No.
Never. No.
I mean, like,
absolutely
even
not.
As a...
Yes!
Oh!
Chris has last year.
I was wearing the shirt I am now, Zero Progress shirt, and I was watching Walter Mitty and his makeshift orchestra, and this dude comes up, and he's like, yo, I like your shirt. And it was Dan Ramirez of Open Door Records and
yeah.
all the squad, and I was like, hey, what's up? And apparently, we were staying in the same hotel, and the night before, they asked me if I wanted to eat free pizza with him, and I said no.
Dog.
Because I was going to Waffle House.
Wow.
They missed out.
No. How do you take it? Smothered, covered, and fucking...
No, I just get triple hash browns, that's it.
Fucking blasted.
No, you gotta do it. You do it with the mushrooms, you do it with the chili.
I don't want
any
of that. I don't need that.
Yo, just straight,
I don't need the calories.
Straight hash browns.
My mom won't let me.
Yo, on... All right,
chocolate
chip
pancakes.
The best thing...
Waffles.
I had those chocolate chip pancake ones, and they... Or wait, no, chocolate chip...
Waffles.
You know what I
mean? Waffles.
I mean. Chocolate chip
some
ones.
Thick-ass business.
They were too rich. The strawberry ones are perfect.
None of us, except for Chris, I mean, like, I have a funny story. It's not even that funny, but, like, my girlfriend called
a story.
Me. I'm like, I was at... When I was at San Jose State, I was in this, like, English class, and, like, she like, texted me, and she's like, I have something really, really important to tell you. And I was like, what is it? She's like, I need to call you. And I was like... Okay, so I went out, and then she called me, and then she was just like, hey, did you see the fest lineup? We should go. And at this point, I was 18 years old, and I've never flown alone. And, like, And I was like, "Do you want to, like, what?" And she's like, the idea of going to Florida or like that, like being at Fest was completely like that was like, that's never gonna happen. I'm never gonna go. I'm like, then that's how I always felt up until like this year.
Right.
And then all
just
of a sudden,
so far away,
yeah.
Like, and then I was like, what? Like, I was a freshman, what, 4 years ago, 5 years ago? I don't remember. 2012 is when she told me that. And I was like, no, it's never going to happen. I'm never going to go. And then all of a sudden now I'm like, this is literally a week away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're playing two sets, unlike a lot of bands. So that's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. How did you guys get on that? How does that happen?
Dan hit us up one day.
He hit me up in March. I threw a show for Melted at the Laser Tag Place in
Who's
Dublin.
Dan?
Dan of Open Door Records.
Okay.
And he went to Fest, and I guess he's been talking to Tony, and then he told me, he's like, would you go to Fest and bring your gear? Would you tour out there if you went? And then I was like, yeah, we would. Duh. Like, and then he started grilling me like any, like, label person would. Like, you know, are you going to go? Are you going to, like, you know, be a band? Like, because this is when he was thinking about putting a record out, too. So then I was like, yeah. And then he's like, would you let, you know, Croshy Boy and I'm Glad to Share Your Gear? And I was like, yes. And then he's like, give me 1 second. 2-3 days later, he's like, I'm talking to Tony about you guys probably getting in. Then a couple weeks later, go by, forget about it, and then I'm at work, and then I get a message from Dan saying, check your email. And it's literally Tony of No Idea being like, oh, this band rocks. Let's lock them in. And then I started screaming. And then the person who owns the dance store next door came in. She's like, Sam, the fuck is your problem? And I was just like, I'm going to Miami.
Even
though it's in Gainesville.
Yeah. Going home.
Even though it's in Gainesville. I was like, I'm going to Miami.
We are going to Miami.
That's just really incredible. You know what I mean? And then, like,
yeah.
And then the cover set came about because he, like,
is
Sarah.
Is this somebody we know or no?
That's Ben. Sarah was like, who also
runs
it.
There's a
shady
figure walking down the alley towards us, but, and it's Ben.
Sarah was like, anybody want to spice up Fest? Like, anybody cool? I got any cool ideas? Like, we're trying to do, like, the pool party cover sets again, all that kind of stuff. And then we're like, I always was like, let's just do Chili's. Like, if we ever have them, we'll do a Red Hot Chili Peppers cover set. Because, like, I'm obsessed, you know?
I mean, you're bringing it back to the original point of the band was the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Honestly,
band.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers, we figured it out. It's just that the Red Hot Chili Peppers are just the most California band.
No, they're the best band ever to live. Except after 1990. I mean, I'll still give them Californication. 99, 2000, that was pretty, like,
on top of the world.
Yeah, about 90 to 99. That was a good years. Blood Sugar Sex Magic is the best record ever recorded. You ever listen to that snare tone?
That snare. Mm-hmm.
Try to find a better snare.
Okay.
You won't. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking to you, obviously.
Honestly,
I'm
telling
the people.
I will do it. I will find
it. If you want
to find a better snare, you won't.
The best snare sample.
1970s Black Beauty.
The best snare sample that you will ever find is if you go to the song Funky Monks. After the chorus, it just drops out. And the snare hits, and there's just like one perfect snare hit. If you ever need to steal
it, just sample
it. Sample. That's
all I'm saying.
I didn't say that.
Is that the snare that's on the demo?
No, it's not. It could have been. it would have sounded a little weird, but we thought about it.
But yeah, anyways, I take my Chili's stuff seriously. Most people think it's a joke. One of those things is like, I was talking to my friend Andreas about this. He texted me out of nowhere. He's like, you know what? I don't really appreciate the fact that people like Oasis without even actually liking them. And it's one of those things I really don't appreciate. He's like, I also don't appreciate people hating on the Red Hot Chili Peppers when they've never even given a chance. Because that's how it usually is. You know what I mean? That's how a lot of people are jumped to conclusions.
That's what happened with me.
Yeah.
To be completely honest.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
The only things, not that I haven't heard that much Red Hot Chili Peppers, to be honest. But I heard some of their really early demos that are like really funk punky.
Get up and jump.
Get up and jump on out. And that shit was fucking awesome. I was like, oh, wow.
Their demos are actually pretty tight.
Maybe I actually really
sound
pretty
cool. Like, on tape and stuff.
I think the demo of that song is better than the...
Yeah, than the recorded one? Yeah, for sure.
Oh, Brandon's back.
Brandon
did a little lap.
What?
Tell us about the lap, dog.
Brandon's back.
I tried looking for the bathroom.
I think it's closed.
Dude, the whole thing, this
is
the bathroom.
It's an alleyway, Brandon. Pee in public.
But yeah, anyways... I don't know. That's really good stuff. People are, like, more obsessed with being,
What's
like,
the best Chili Pepper song?
Best Chili Pepper song?
Oh,
wow.
Jeez.
We got Power of Equality.
Power of Equality is
pretty much
probably the best opening song on an album ever.
If you have to ask.
You can skip
Breaking the Girl because it's pretty cool, but it's not, like, Foggy Monks is great. Give It Away is probably the best song ever.
I know.
Aeroplane.
Aeroplane
is the best song.
No. Mellowship, Slinky, and B Major.
That's a great song. I got a mellow.
It's just like you guys should start a barbershop quartet, Red Hot Chili Peppers cover band.
Oh my god, that'd be so fun.
It'd be good. Yeah, no, it's like I respect it because it's like no one's that creative anymore. You know, everything's just processed. Everything's the same thing. Everyone just like rips off the same bands. I don't know. I'm real jaded. I don't know, like how many bands sound like Modern Baseball now? How many bands have sound like Joyce Manor in the past? I don't know. I'm just mean. Maybe because I'm tired and hungry. But
yes, hungry.
Hungry.
Everything's
honestly,
shutting down
really
right
think
now.
About that though. Like if you listen, like if you like go back and like you don't hear like originality and you don't hear like creativity and like people like you don't hear that anymore and you don't get people to take that part seriously. A lot of people just want to be in bands and go on tour and like you know just get. Popular
be band dudes
and be get popular quick or anything, and that's never been us. It's always just been about the fact that we love playing music with each other and love just hanging out and telling jokes and touching each other.
Rock to
I feel like Chris just gave a look that was like, well, I'm just in it for the money.
We broke Chris this last tour.
Yeah, fuck
Chris.
You.
We broke Chris this last
tour. He was a changed man after tour for sure.
No, I just didn't release my power.
Yo, Hidden Valley Ranch.
One, two, three, four. Hidden Valley Ranch. Ain't no mountain high enough. Hidden Valley Ranch. Hidden Valley Lower.
So we had a.
Hidden Valley Ranch.
To explain. We had a 20-hour drive.
Hidden Valley Ranch. Hidden Valley Ranch.
20-hour drive from Miami to Nashville at some point in Tennessee. So we had been driving for a solid 15, 16 hours.
I was mean to Brandon. I played.
No, Hidden Valley Ranch happened in. Oh, wait.
No, it was in Tennessee. Yeah.
You're right.
I was mean to Brandon. I played Jackson, Mississippi by Kid Rock. Very, very loud. And I got really, really close to his face and was singing.
I gotta pee so bad.
A river running through my veins. And then he got real quiet for like 10 minutes. And then he was just sitting there holding this bag of like Hidden Valley Ranch, like sunflower seeds. And then like I look at him, like as
they were in there. They were.
I don't know. You want to tell this story?
So long.
I don't remember. Oh my god. I was like, I looked over at him, like he said I did this today, where like I look over and size him up for a joke, like if he's ready for a joke. And then I look at the thing and I just start going. Hidden Valley Ranch, ain't no mountain high enough. Hidden Valley Ranch, Hidden Valley low enough. And that was it. And then we just, all of a sudden, Ben's in the back sleeping. And then all of a sudden, he takes it to another, like, another.
We didn't know he was awake.
Yeah, he took it to another key. So it's just like, Hidden Valley.
No, it's not. It's a whole step up.
It's a whole step up.
Yeah, it's a whole step up.
And that's what that Miami education is paying for.
So, and yeah, and
stamps.
We're nuts.
Comes
like,
in
the van. It, like, you lose your mind. Like.
Yeah, definitely.
I
remember
like
we were on tour one time. Like, we went on one very small tour where we just went. We played at Gilman, and then we played actually in the basement in Santa Cruz, and we played Gilman, and then we just hung out in San Francisco for a couple days, and then we played at Sub Rosa, and then came home. So it was really short. But on the drive back, for some reason, that six-hour drive on the 5, like, killed us, and we started. So the morning of, I ate this thing from this restaurant in Santa Cruz called Zachary's, and it's like called Zachary's Mess, and it's this giant scramble that just has everything in it. And so
we're
going to
start talking about breakfast right now.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
well, that was the only thing I had in my system, and we were driving, and I was at the wheel, and I farted and shit my pants.
Oh, my and God.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And
fuck hell yeah, dude.
I pooped my pants at school in 2013.
And so we pulled
Man,
over, and like I changed and cleaned up and stuff.
Yeah.
And
did
then
you throw the underwear away, or did you keep it?
Threw it away.
Good move.
Yeah.
We have a friend who's
kept the pants.
We have a friend who's filled in for us before named Cole. He went to the homeroom in Oakland. He shit his pants and saved the underwear.
No, that's wrong. I've thrown underwear away for way less.
I held Sam Titanic style out of the van while he pissed.
Yeah, no, me and Chris. Oh, dude, we were on I-5 coming home from our full U.S. tour. I don't know why I'm telling this story. I don't know how we got on the subject, but
we drove through an actual shit storm.
And Sam, we opened our van, like the side door on our van.
It was traffic. We were going like 10
miles an hour. Yeah, we were
going
like 10, 15 miles an hour. But like we opened and Sam just like stood out the door and just like dropped trowel and pissed while we were driving. Just
then we all got
like,
out of the van.
And then we got out of the van and like
Brandon
then
warned
the
us.
Traffic
Brandon
picked
warned
up.
Us. not to get out of the van.
He's like,
I'm not slowing down.
Yeah, fuck the five. I don't want to spend a lot of time on the five. Just trying to get home.
He was driving, and we're like, let's get out. And he was just like, I swear to God, don't get out.
And then, sure enough, traffic fucking sped up, and I had to run my fat ass like a quarter fucking mile.
Wasn't that fun?
I was, like, yelling at Brandon. I was like,
it's like 5 feet. No, it was a mile.
Yeah. It was like a quarter mile, but I'm fat.
It was
16
Valley Ranch.
It was, dude, it was very creamy. Very fucking buttermilk.
Yeah. So, after I shit my pants, there's more to the story.
Oh, fuck.
I changed, and then we just started freestyle rapping.
Yes. See, that's all we do.
And
all we do is rap.
But we ended every rep, and like the last line had to be about how I shit my pants.
Oh,
that's a fun game.
I like the restrictions games.
Yeah, those are good.
Like you have to stick to it. First ever tour we went on, 5:30 in the morning. Matt Berry is in the passenger seat because we were there with Chill Pill and everything, and then naked, butt naked, turns on like the cuts most bae rap stuff and just starts rapping in my face. And then Moon's the other car.
Yeah, like his ass was out the window. It was crazy. Never seen anything quite like it.
Tour ruins people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm already wrecked. It's day one.
Yeah. We're 6 hours from home.
I'm bleaching Chris's hair tomorrow.
Wait, are you kidding? So me and Brandon are really going to be the only two people?
Obi.
Obi. Yeah.
Oh, and Obi. True.
He's got to get everyone's hair bleached.
Honestly, I think Obi would look great with bleached hair.
He wouldn't be allowed to. He'd get kicked out of his house.
That's true.
Yeah, his mom and dad would not go for that. Come on.
SMH at that, fool.
Yeah. But that's not bad. It's like if he can't do that, you know what I mean? Why don't you do it? What's wrong?
I'm not going to bleach my goddamn hair.
Yeah, I'm going to shave it all off after.
I would. Oh, no, I'd rather bleach my hair than shave it.
I feel like I should do purple.
You
purple.
Should just do Hidden Valley Ranch. Ranch.
Yeah, anyway. Sorry, we're just getting tired.
It's cool. So, I guess where can people find you and they want to
Bandcamp. And if you really like us, you can follow us on Instagram because it's pretty funny.
We're also on Spotify.
I post
what's all your
I love
and
memes.
Shit.
We're on Tidal.
Tidal.
Spotify.
We are on Tidal.
iTunes?
I think iTunes.
We're on all the good.
We're everywhere.
Yeah.
Mostly
we're
just Bandcamp.
You can
email me, sjclass@yahoo.com. Oh, yeah, justfriendsca.bandcamp.com or justfriends_JFCrew_LOL if you want to see me post memes. Someone shouts out Sam Klaus Nation on the Bandcamp, too, if you see.
Yo, your money's literally going for gas. I need to transfer that shit.
Yeah, Chris is our accountant.
I go to University of Miami.
Go Canes!
Canes.
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 Canes. Go fuck yourself. You guys suck.
Aw.
Go Canes.
Nah, you guys are all right.
1989, Miami Hurricane.
No. 87?
87. Sorry. Fuck. Dude, my bad. I'm trying, dude. Come on.
Cool. Thanks for hanging out, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for putting up
cool.
with us.
I like doing this kind of stuff. This is fun. We don't do this often.
Yeah. I mean, next time you come down, we'll do it again and again.
Thanks
again.
Three
and
dumpsters.
Next maybe next time we can sit down. It'll
we
be like
talk
inside.
About being
sit down
in
a dumpster.
Talk about punishment. We did a band podcast on tour.
it was rambling incoherently into an iPhone.
It was mostly me rambling incoherently.
Alone.
And Kent would do the commercials. And every single person I showed it to didn't think it was funny.
Of course.
Except for when so Kent good. Started singing about Ruby Tuesday.
Ruby Tuesday.
Rubus Tubus.
Rubus Tubus is my favorite place to eat. Would you like a venue menu? Take a seat. I'll be your hostess. Would you like a shake? Something about where's the cake?
Where's the beef?
Holy shit.
All right, that's it.
My emotions ran dry. The other night thought I'd let you know. My emotions ran dry. The other night thought I'd let you know. From the places I go, people I see, nothing makes sense, not even me. Not even me.
All right, well, that was fun. I had fun. We kind of got a little wacky there at the end because I was like 2 in the morning and we had all been standing up for a few hours at that point, and they had also just done a 6-hour drive. But all in all, I think it was fun. I'm glad that they came on the show and they had a good tour.
Wish we put this out in time to help them promote that, but you know, they played Fest, they did it. I think they're back now, but yeah, don't forget to check out Just Friends' new album Rock to the Rhythm. You can get that at justfriendsca.bandcamp.com. It's one of my favorite albums this year. Definitely sounds great. Super catchy song, great horn lines. You're gonna love it. Today on the show, we heard Move to Miami by Just Friends. Then we heard One Big Mob by Red Hot Chili Peppers. And right now, we're listening to Welcome Mats by Just Friends. And we're gonna ride out on that. We will not have a new episode this coming week, but the one after that, it's gonna be dope. So I hope you stick around for it, and keep it punk rock.
Big Mob, One Hot Minute's
yeah,
pretty good album.
All cans in the air.
I love the Transplants. I don't care what anybody says.